Good day. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and I'm going to tell you about a story that you may have already heard of because it's kind of taken the country by storm. And it's about two young sisters, twin sisters, who literally have each other's back. Now, Claire and Chloe were running a race together, a track meet, and Claire gave Chloe a piggyback ride during the state track meet after Chloe fell to the ground in pain. And they were junior high eighth graders, and they finished the 800-meter race at the state junior high track meet in Carterville in last place, but that didn't matter to the fans who were on their feet cheering and taking photographs because this was just so remarkable what these sisters did. So they didn't win the race, but they certainly won the hearts of everyone in the audience. So earlier in the day, to put it in context a little bit, Claire had won first place in the mile with a time of 5:33, which is pretty fast. And she couldn't really move her body. She was just so exhausted. But they had another race coming up. And it was time for the girls to both run the 800-meter race. And while trying to stay with the pack, Chloe said that she opened up her stride too much and felt something pull or pop and fell to the ground in pain. And Claire, who was running in last place, stopped to help her sister. And she told her sister, you know, you've got to finish this race. So she put her on her back. And Claire carried Chloe more than 350 meters. And Claire says, I was just so proud that I was able to do that, but also so happy that she was able to finish. And the fans in the stands were just standing and clapping and cheering when Claire set Chloe down just before the finish. And Chloe said she really wanted me to finish. And in the end, they crossed the finish line together, and they said it felt just as good as winning a medal. And the coach says, well, I've been coaching for 20 years, and this is the first time that I've ever had tears in my eyes at one of the meets. So Crail is their coach's last name, and he witnessed the sisters bond at the qualifying regional meet on May 1st in a different city, and Claire qualified to run the mile at state, and she let Chloe finish second just in front of her so that both sisters could race at state. Claire's third place time was good enough for her to qualify for the 800 at state. So one sister let another sister finish just ahead of her so that they could both compete in the same race. And she says, you know, I was already going to state in the 1600, and the 800 was her race, so I really wanted to go for it. That's what Claire said. Both girls plan to run track next year as freshmen at their senior high school in Trenton. So just a really neat story of two sisters that have a really great bond. Something else to go along with it, I want you to think about these quotes as I read them to you. The first one says, what is most important always involves the people around us. Often we assume that they must know how much we love them, but we should never assume. We should let them know. And this is a quote from William Shakespeare. It says, they do not love that do not show their love. We will never regret kind words spoken or affection shown. Rather, our regrets will come from such things that are omitted from our relationships with those who mean the most to us. So share your love vocally, freely. And also, here's another quote. May our families and homes be filled with love, love of each other, love of the gospel, love of our fellow man, and love of our Savior. As a result, heaven will be a little closer here on earth. May we make our home sanctuaries to which our family members will ever want to return. Okay, so think about those as you go throughout your day. Thank you so much for listening today. If you have any suggestions or comments or just want to say hello, we'd love to hear from you at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post them on our Facebook wall. This episode of Mormon Channel Daily has been brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.